Harper Audio presents How to Be a Woman by Catlin Moran. Read by the author.
Prologue. The worst birthday ever. Wolverhampton, 5th of April, 1988. Here I am on my 13th birthday. I am running. I am running from the yobs. Boy! Gippo! Boy! I'm running from the yobs in the playground by our house. It is a typical playground of Britain in the late 80s. There's no such thing as safety surfaces, ergonomic design, or indeed slats on the benches. Everything's made of concrete, broken Corona pop bottles, and weeds. As I run, I'm totally alone. I can feel the breath in my throat catching like sick. I've seen nature documentaries like this before. I can see what's happening here. My role, clearly, is that of weak antelope, separated from the pack. The yobs are the lions. I know this never really ends well for the antelope. Soon, my role will turn into a new one, that of lunch. Yippikey! I'm wearing Wellington boots, NHS glasses that make me look like Alan Bennett, and my dad's Withnail-style army coat. I do not, I admit, look very feminine. Diana, Princess of Wales, is feminine. Kylie Minogue is feminine. I am feminine. So I understand the yobs' confusion. They do not look as if they have dabbled much in either A, the iconography of the counterculture, or B, the inspirational imagery of radical gender benders. I imagine they were confused by both Annie Lennox and Boy George when they appeared on Top of the Pops. If they weren't so busy chasing me, I would probably say something to this effect. Maybe I would tell them that I have read The Well of Loneliness by famous trouser-wearing lesbian Radcliffe Hall, and that they need to open their minds to alternative modes of dress. Perhaps I would mention Chrissie Hynde, too. She went.